This is Harry from Adult DVD. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Canada.
Good afternoon. Tis I, DJ Tangent, your host here on Numbers with Wings. I hope you enjoyed listening to Frank Ryan on Kingston Live there, just like I was. Yeah, great guy. I've seen him around town quite a number of times. See the whole family at the Elm sometimes. Yeah, great. But now it's only me. But do you know what time it is? Yes, 2 o'clock. It's time for the theme song. Take it away, boys. Alrighty, I am back. Tis I, TJ Tangent. Fighting with the microphone for a change. So I'm coming to you live from Lower Carruthers Hall here on beautiful Queens campus. It's a little windy out there, getting a little bit of the wind chill going on. Lower Carruthers Hall, Queens University, Kingston, Ontario, K7L3N6. That's 101.9 on the frequency modulation. CFRC.ca on the World Wide Web. So what have we heard so far? Well, I've heard Numbers with Wings, the theme song by the Bongos, and a mild political commentary on The Country to the South of Us, Wasteland of the Free by Iris Dement. Second time I've played that song in the, 27, 28 shows. I thought that was a more recent song, but it's actually from 2006. So yeah, things have not been rosy for quite some time down there. So I've got some new songs that I came across in the last little while I'm going to play a little later on in the show. And we will continue with our examination of Bible Up Up. But first, a couple of songs from, well, one was recommended to me by Al Gore, Golden Smog, Until You Came Along. Golden Smog is sort of a an alternative super group, if there is such a thing, with members of Soul Asylum. I'll have to look it up. I'll tell you afterwards. That, and then the second song is one that was on a playlist that was given to me. It's called Homesick. It's by The Vines, an Australian band who in 2002 appeared on the cover of, I believe it was Rolling Stone, and they were identified as the Saviors of Rock. The lead singer, his name I was just reading, last name Collins, had some mental health issues, spectrum type stuff, where he would get overwhelmed by the sound on stage and his reactions sort of became a thing and people were looking for it and not making the best of things for him. There's a bit of a documentary about that I saw on the YouTube. It's kind of interesting. Kind of sad, but interesting nonetheless. So we'll start off with Golden Smog and then The Vines. DJ Tangent. Oh, yeah. So, Golden Smog until you came along. Yeah, I remember now. So, they are members of Soul Asylum, The Replacements, Wilco, the Jayhawks, Run, Woody, Westy Run, sorry, and the Honey Dogs. And some of those artists perform under assumed names because different record labels, yada, yada, yada. But yeah, kind of a cool, it is described somewhere as a, quote, boozy side project. Is there any other kind? And yeah, and secondly, they're Homesick by the Hives. When that guitar comes in around the 2-minute and 40-second part, ooh, yes, I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, so Santa Bandcamp made a delivery on Friday, something I had ordered pre-Christmas, because I can't help myself. The Surferjets, Easy as Pie disc, which is a, I guess it's supposed to be the color of whipped cream or meringue or something. It's, and I thought, I chose the fifth song on the side, and then I looked at the album and I panicked because I can't see that. But then I realized that I knew the fourth song, so I just played that and it worked. So we're good. So I'm going to play a song by them called Double Reverb. And then the songs I got from Earshot, which I've mentioned before, the whole idea of Earshot. So yeah, the Surferjets, it's not a brand spanker, come on D. It's brand new to me. But these other three songs are, in fact, brand spankers. Let's see, which order shall I do them in? Okay, I'm going to do them in inverse order. So I'm going to play a song by the Sylvia Platters. Cracks me up. And it is called Tactical Lunchbox from their album Will Tomorrow Be Enough? And that was released on the 6th. Then I will play a song by, and the Sylvia Platters, if memory serves, are from, actually no, I will double check this before I say it, because I may get these two bit backwards. Next I will play from a band called Lost Faculty, and that song is called Out, and that was released the 9th. And then a song I found a couple weeks ago, this one, so if when you, after you hear one called Out, maybe crank up the tunes, because this one is a little metal-esque. The band is called The Random Extras, and the song is called The Cobra Chicken. Yep, The Cobra Chicken. So, yeah, get ready on your volume control to crank up for that. And, let's go surfing with some double reverb. Okay, in case you didn't get the clue to turn up the volume, now's your chance. Okay, here we go.
Of peace today, just trying to get to work, but something blocked the right of way with a black and feathered smirk. It stands 3 feet of pure disdain with eyes like beads of coal, a dinosaur with a tiny brain and a hatred in its soul. Don't make eye contact, don't turn your back, it smells your fear, it's gonna attack. Cobra chicken, spawn down, it hissed at a golden retriever. It runs this park, it owns this town, a violent underachiever. It drops green landmines on the grass, it stands in the middle of the street. It doesn't care if you need to pass, it attacks the cars it meets. Federal protection, we can't fight back. The Migratory Act is a suicide pact.
Alrighty. What can one say after a song like that other than, yeah? Somebody came into the studio and caught me headbanging. How awkward. Yeah, so that was the Random Extras, which the way they write it out is lowercase T-E-H space R4ND0M underscore 3X7R4S. And if they didn't have the Random Extras in brackets, I would have had no idea how I was supposed to pronounce that. So they're a Calgary-based experimental project that asks the question, what if Weird Al Yankovic fronted a stadium rock band? And this is a unique human AI hybrid. Yeah. So some guy named Barry Parker comes up with all the lyrics and stuff, and then the artificial intelligence creates that wild music. Yeah, cool stuff. Okay, so before that, we had Hamilton's Lost Faculty with Out from the record called, or release called Out. And before that, the Sylvia Platters. Get it? Sylvia Platters, like Sylvia Plath, only slightly different. They are either from Abbotsford or Vancouver. One place says Abbotsford, one place says Vancouver. I know they're pretty close, but, you know, wouldn't want to start any fights. And their song, Tactical Lunchbox. I really like that. We need some good jangly music. Nothing wrong with a good Rickenbacker. And maybe throw in a bit of tambourine. Great stuff. Anyway. Oh, yeah. So, tis I, DJ Tangent, your host here on Numbers with Wings. It's about 18 and a half minutes to go. Here on 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca. I'm still in Lower Carruthers Hall. You know, K7L, 3 and 6, all that. So, if you happened to be listening last week, you will recall I introduced a record called The Bible of Bop by Kimberly Brew, and I played the first two songs on side one. Today, we're going to play the second two songs on side one. So the two songs we're going to play, one is called Nothing's Going to Change, and the second is Fighting Someone's War. And both of these were done with members of the Soft Boys. All right? So, yes, I continue to sing the praises of this record because it's one of my faves. The guitar sound, the arrangements, everything. Love it, love it, love it. And it's pretty rare, so not a lot of people have it, so it makes me feel special. But anyway, here we go with Nothing's Gonna Change and Fighting Someone's War. On turntable number one.
Change in this world. Fighting someone's war. I am fighting someone's war. I am fighting someone's war. Get below, get below, get below, get below. Please get below, get below.
So, you believe me now? Great album. Again, we still haven't determined if it's an album because it's only 8 songs and it plays at 45 revolutions per minute. But yeah, so you've heard the first 4 songs. Next week, we'll flip it over and start on side 2. Or, yeah, I think it's 2. You think people could be a little more consistent with this stuff. Anyway, tis I, DJ Tangent, here on Numbers with Wings on CFRC 101.9 FM, CFRC.ca, and available on multiple radio apps and whatever you call them. If you happen to be listening to Making Bacon yesterday, DJ Overeasy mentioned 47 Teeth, and they were having an album release show. It is, in fact, at the Broom Factory. It is January 25th, which is 2 weeks today. Actually, it would be happening right now, 2 weeks from today. It is a 2 p.m. show. So I guess next week, on that day, you're going to have to listen to the archive because everybody will be there at that show and they won't be listening to yours truly. And yeah, actually, I might have to probably do a pre-record for that because I'd like to check them out. I played back in my previous life as a musician. Words is hard. We shared a bill with them at Homegrown Live, I believe. Yeah, it was a few years ago. So yes, I'm going to play a song by 47 Teeth, not the Portland Flower one that appears in the release radar all the time, but I may or may not have scheduled that one to appear during Julian Taylor's Jukebox. Oh, which reminds me, Julian and I think his first name is Logan. His last name is definitely Stats. Is playing at the Grand Theater on this coming Thursday, the 15th. I would like to go, but I won't be able to, as it is my elder grandson's birthday that day. He turns 12. And all that kid seems to do is grow. You turn around and there's this giant lurking behind you. Anyway, on the edge, you're listening, boy child. Happy pre-birthday. Yeah, so where was I? Oh, yeah, back to 47 Teeth. I'm going to play a song of theirs that was released in November called Dogs in the Park. And then after that, I'm going to play, well, you regular listeners of either this show or Making Bacon would recognize them because I haven't played them for a while. So, yeah, in case you don't, I'll tell you who it is after I play it. But firstly, 47 Teeth, Dogs in the Park. Thank you. just going to butt in.